A game with some thrilling moments turns into one to forget for the Warriors against the Grizzlies, an overtime loss where Stephen Curry delivers a strong performance, hitting 5 3-pointers and finishing with a game-high 40 points to go with 6 assists, as Kevin Durant had a double-double with 27 points and 13 rebounds. Klay Thompson added 17 points, and the Warriors had a 24-point lead, yet Memphis skillfully executes their style of play late to turn the tide and win it. 128-119 the final in OT. Here's Coach Kerr.
Well, we were rolling along, and then the fourth quarter started, and I thought we got off to a bad start in that period. Didn't have good offensive possessions. They scored a couple quick hoops, and all of a sudden it was 10-12 point game instead of 19, and it was. And then they had the momentum, and we didn't do a good job of combating that momentum. Once they got into a little groove. It shouldn't be any problem. This is the NBA. That happens. We're playing a good team. But we didn't come back with the energy and the fight that we needed to, once they made that initial push in the fourth.
Steve, your fourth quarter crunch time offense doesn't look as fluid as it did last year. What has happened to the offense down the stretch of games?
Well, we're trying some different things. We just haven't executed very well, maybe that's something we can do better as coaching staff, trying to get guys in better position. We'll look at the tape and we'll continue to experiment and try different things. But you're right, we've got to close games better. We've got to execute better offensively.
Coach, what was the what were you looking for, and what happened on the last play of regulation?
We were looking for Steph, and they did a good job bottling him up close to the sideline, and he got knocked off balance, and that changed his momentum. So he ended up kind of backing up towards half court. We were trying to get him with some momentum going towards the rim, and they did a good job defending it.
Steve, on the previous possession, it looked like there was some confusion after Klay got the offensive rebound. Shout it out to Draymond, who I think passed it over to Kevin. And it looked like, Kevin took the shot from top of the key, but it looked like there was some confusion as to where the ball should go, what should happen. Do you remember what happened on that play?
I think we had it. We had Kevin with an ISO at the top. He had Zach on him. And I thought about taking a timeout, but I liked the matchup. So I let the play go through, and I thought Kevin got a good shot. It was a good look. It was wide open, but he just didn't knock it down. But, that was that was kind of a broken play, and sometimes the best offense comes off the broken play because the defense is cross-matched, and so we decided to let it go.
It's felt like at times this year, understandably, given the years you guys have had the last couple of years, where there's been, I think, at times where it seems like the team's kind of gone through the motions. And do you feel like, I think you're 0-5 now against Memphis, Cleveland, Houston, and San Antonio. I know it's early in the season, but what I mean is with the way the schedule's been, you haven't had a lot of these games.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe because of that, it's you guys have been in situations maybe not been as used to playing in situations like this as you normally may have been?
I don't know. We're 31-1 against everybody else, so that's pretty good. we're doing great. It was a tough loss, bad loss. Game we should have won, but we didn't. It's a hiccup, and we got to pick up and get better. But we're doing fine.
Steve, this is, considering this is your third year, you're probably on pace to win 200 games in 3 years. Is there any consolation in the fact that this is January and you know you're gearing for a long playoff run? Does that come into play at all, that maybe you guys don't panic or don't worry about the stuff so early?
We're nearing the halfway point, and we're just trying to get better. And there's I don't really think of anything in terms of the big context. It's just we're going through the season. We're trying to get better every game, and we're trying to peak come playoff time, and that's the goal.
No, you're not going to disclose specifics, but what's the overall tone of the message that you would tell the team after a game like this?
I didn't like our body language. That's the main thing. I thought we were playing a really good, solid game. Through three quarters, we were taking care of the ball and we were defending. But the fourth quarter, once they made that run, our body language was bad, and that can't happen. And that bothered me.
And here's what Draymond Green had to say in the postgame.
Draymond, you looked openly frustrated on the court. What do you tell your teammates after a performance like that?
We got to be better. Offensively and defensively.
You were pretty animated with Kevin after that late three in regulation where he kind of, you know, called for the ball and called everyone off. What were you telling him in that situation? And do you guys need maybe a little bit more movement?
Something we'll figure out as a team. Everything's really not, you know, to be said hourly. You get better in-house. You win in-house, you lose in-house. It's not really something that needs to be said hourly. We've discussed it.
And you said that you got to be better as a team, but you guys were up 24 in the fourth quarter. And Steve said that even when the Grizz came back, even the body language changed a little bit. Did you see that? Did you feel that? Did you sense any of that, that you guys sagged a little bit when they started coming back?
Yeah, although I think the body language changed in the third quarter. But everybody will pinpoint the fourth quarter because that's when the lead was lost. Everything changed in the third quarter.
I mean, without saying what you said, what was supposed to happen on that second to last play of regulation?
I don't know. I don't even remember what we drew up, honestly. Just know we have to be better, period. Executing in the fourth quarter, our fourth quarter offense has been atrocious. And I don't know if you can see it. You know, everyone only notices in losses. I actually pay attention to things when you win also because I can really care less. I'm actually happy we lost today because there are some things that we need to correct in order to win a championship. And that's our goal. So, you know, trying to win every regular season game is it really don't matter. I want to see us get better each and every time we step on the floor. And I don't feel like that's been happening for the things that we need to get better at. So I'm kind of thrilled that we lost because you usually make corrections when you lose. You know, most people don't look at wins and say, oh, we need to correct this. So, you know, I think this is good for us. You look at the Cleveland game, our offense in the fourth quarter was atrocious. But, of course, everybody's going to look at that because you lost. Well, you look at the Toronto game where we end up pulling it out. Our offense in the fourth quarter was atrocious. And the beat goes on. You know, Trailblazers, our offense in the fourth quarter was atrocious. So until we correct that, like I said, everybody will only say it when we lose. But until we correct that, we'll struggle with fourth quarters, period.
Draymond, you guys have obviously played a ton of games the last couple of years. Kevin has obviously played a ton of games the last several years, deep into the playoffs. Do you feel like that at times this season has been a bit of a slog for you guys to get through? And do you think that kind of plays into some of the stuff you're talking about?
I mean, that's what everybody, regardless if you play late into the season or not, the season is a grind. You know, that's life in the NBA. You know, so that's not an excuse. That's also not why, you know, some of the things that I'm talking about needs to improve. You know, that just needs to improve, period. So it's not really about how late anyone played. You know, everybody right now, game 37 for us, 39 for them, you're feeling it. You know, soon the dog days will come and you'll be looking forward to All-Star break. That's just the NBA. It's not an excuse for us because we played late. Don't matter.
You used the word atrocious to describe the late game offense. Last year, you guys were unbelievable in the clutch offensively. Can you elaborate a little bit on what some of the issues are that you're seeing?
Like I said, we'll iron out some kinks. We'll figure that out. And, you know, we'll get better at it. It's not like it's the end of the world or anybody's panicking. It's just something that we need to do better. And until we do better, we'll struggle in fourth quarters. It's not rocket science, I'll tell you that. You know, it's something that we can easily correct, but you have to commit to correcting it. And right now, it's hard to correct things when you don't lose because you just don't see it that way. So hopefully this loss will help with that.
Just one other thing you mentioned earlier. You were talking about how you didn't like the body language even as early as the third quarter, though people just point to the fourth. What did you start to see then that you didn't like and maybe transferred over to the fourth?
I mean, our offense got real stagnant during the third, and everybody's body language started to drop. I think the lead went from like 23 or 24 at that point to 15 or 16, and everybody's body language started to drop, including mine. I was probably the worst one. So I was the worst one. I know I was. And we can't do that. I can't do that. It's probably my fault that everybody else did that. But nonetheless, we got some things that we need to correct in order to be a championship team. And right now, we're not that. So, as I've said before, it's not the end of the world. Nobody's hitting the panic button because we lost a regular season game, because I really don't care how many games we lose. It's about getting better, and I just don't feel like right now we're getting better at the rate that we need to get better at in order to reach the goal that we want to reach.
This is right in line with what you were saying this morning about how you're not about the All-Star game. You're about – not even about wins and losses right now. You want to see the team get better and better.
I was
now,
on cue, right?
So now you look at that now, it's so, like
– So now you kind of see where I was going with it this morning.
So, yeah.
You know, it's not about that stuff. It's not about 73 wins. It's not about making an All-Star game or All-NBA or none of that stuff. It's about getting better each and every time you step on the floor. And if you're not, someone else is. And it don't matter who start the season off the best. It's who's the best at the end. In order to do that, it's a process. You can't skip the process. You have to embrace every moment of that process. Like I said, are there dog days? Absolutely. Are there going to be games where you don't get better? Absolutely. But it can't be a consistent thing. You know, it has to be, all right, we took a step back today. Fine, who cares? But it can't be every game like, oh, we ain't getting better, we ain't getting better. Eventually that becomes who you are, you know, and then you start to create bad habits. So, you know, it's not something that I'm worried about, you know, but it's definitely something that we have to focus on in order to become who we want to become.
You guys sometimes go through stretches where you watch Steph or you watch KD. I know you see some of that sometimes. It's not a habit, but it happens on occasion. How do you – is there a way to make sure that, you know, there's still movement and off the ball and so forth?
I think that's what we used to struggle with, and then we got better at it, you know, and I think we're kind of, you know, reverting back to that. So, you know, there's definitely those stretches where – We need to get away from that. I mean, if you look at the fourth quarter, Clay's standing in the fourth quarter. That's Clay's fault. It's our fault. You know, it's Steve's fault. It's my fault as a leader on the floor, as a floor general. It's Steph's fault as a floor general, you know, to get us in place, to get everybody moving. So, you know, it's not like it's one guy's fault. You know, this is a team effort. Like I said, we win together, we lose together. And as floor generals and people who initiate the offense, we got to know that. You know, we have to understand that he's one of our most dangerous weapons. Yet in the fourth quarter, it's not even a weapon. You know, if you just have him standing there, well, no one's going to leave his body. So if he's just standing there, he's doing us no good. So that's something that we have to understand as guys who are handling the basketball, you know, and that, you know, our coaching staff has to understand, as you know, who's sometimes calling the plays out of timeouts. It's a complete group effort, you know, and as long as we continue to do things as a group, which we will, I'm not worried about it at all, we'll be fine. But those are the things that we have to notice, you know, and make sure we correct if we want to be great.
And next up for the Warriors, a game Sunday night in Sacramento against the Kings before it's back here on Tuesday night as they host the Miami Heat. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.